Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of the Sharon Tapes was made possible by our supporters on Patreon. Robo Rob, Marjorie, Casey Murphy, and Cy Hiraeth. If you'd like to support the show as well, please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $1 a month, you get early access to ad-free versions of episodes, a special weekly behind-the-scenes podcast, and patron-only AMA livestreams. Before we get started, this episode contains discussions of mental health and trauma, doppelgangers, claustrophobia, and loud noises similar to an earthquake. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
Knocking at my door at 5 in the goddamn morning. I swear, if it's the Jehovah Witnesses again, I'm going to... You're... How?
Hi, Jerry. I'm sorry to...
You're alive?
Yes. Why does everyone keep asking me that?
You've been missing for 6 months.
Well, I'm back now.
I guess you are.
It's good to see you, Jerry.
I'd say the same, but you kind of look like a drowned rat right now. Are you okay?
Yeah, well... Sort of. Kind of. Listen, I hate to ask, but I need a favor. I know you have no reason to trust me after what I did at the impound lot, but...
What is it this time, Sam?
You're not upset?
Oh, I am. But I'm also not going to turn you out into the cult looking like that. I'm not a monster, Sam.
We need a place to stay. Just for a couple of days until we figure something else out.
Who's we?
That's Maria Soule, Anna Sheridan's girlfriend. She's helping with the investigation. And that's Kate Sheridan.
We've met.
We're trying to figure out what Morrison's up to. He's planning something. Something big. And we need
so.
To...
You all need a place to hide. All three of you?
Well, Maria can stay in her van. She just needs a place to park it out back. And I can sleep on the couch if that would be
easier. Sam, I don't think this is a good idea.
Why not?
Morrison showed up at the impound lot a few days after you did. Dragged me down to the station and threw me in lockup for... aiding and abetting.
Oh, shit. Are you okay?
Of course I'm not. But he did let me out after a few hours. Told me that the only reason he wasn't arresting me is that he can prove I knew what you were doing. If he finds out, I'll let you stay here.
Jerry, I'm sorry, but we don't have anywhere else to go.
God damn it! Get in here, Sam. And tell Kate and Maria to get their cars off the street before someone sees them.
You're gonna help us?
Of course I am. I bought this place to stay off of Morrison's radar. And I guess there's no better way to see if it works than putting you up here.
Thank you, Jerry. I really appreciate
it. Save it, Sam. Just save it. You stay here until you find a better option. And as soon as you do, you leave. You're welcome in my house, but it stays my house. Understood?
I understand. Thank you, Jerry. And don't worry, we won't be here for long. I just need to figure out my next move.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Okay, it's November 6th. 2019 at about 6:15 p.m. It's been a full day since we left Agate Shore, and this is the first moment I've really been left alone since we got to Jerry's house. I'm going to try and go out the back while everyone else is busy with dinner.
Sam? Is that you?
Shit. Yeah, Kate?
What are you doing out there? Come on, time for dinner.
Oh, already?
Yes, already.
Right. I was just going to go for a walk really quick. Get some fresh air.
Now? It's pitch black out there.
It'll be fine. I've got a flashlight and I can just...
Samuel Isaac Bailey, you haven't eaten a single thing all day. Get in here right now. Oh my God.
Fine. I'll be there in a second. So much. Okay. Just finished dinner and everyone else is busy cleaning up. They shouldn't notice if I just... Whoa, easy, boy. Easy. Russell, be quiet.
What's wrong, Russell?
Oh, Jesus. Damn.
Sorry, Sam. I don't think he's used to having this many people in the house at once. Russell? Sit. Good boy. I think I'm going to put him in his crate a little early tonight. See if that calms him down.
That's a good idea. Just make sure you give him a toy so he has something to chew on.
Good call. Come on, Russell. Come on.
Sam, can you come here and help us for a second?
God damn it. Yeah, I'll be there in a...
Okay, it's about 8:30 now. Bill left a while ago, and I just heard Kate's door close down the hall, so I should be in the clear. I'm going to try and get out the sliding door into the backyard. It's the quietest way out of the house, and it... Hi, Maria.
What are you doing, Sam?
What are you doing?
Checking on some of Kate's leads, seeing if she missed anything during her investigation.
Good. Find anything interesting?
Not really. Just one very suspicious former detective trying to sneak out of the house for some reason. You?
I'm not... Okay, fine. I'm just trying to get some space to think, that's all.
Sam, we talked about this. You can't just wander around out there. Someone sees you.
Yep. Fine. Just wake me up if you find anything, all right?
I might be up pretty late.
So will I. Need to catch up on some reading.
Whatever you say, Sam.
Okay. It's about 2 a.m. now, and everyone is fast asleep, which means I can finally get outside without anyone stopping me. What the hell is that? Thank God, it's just Russell. Finally. Only took 4 tries to get out of there without being noticed. God, I missed the cabin already. I'm gonna head up into the foothills a little. Not too far that I can't find my way back, but far enough that no one can see me from the house. Thank God Jerry doesn't have any neighbors. That means I can focus on the problem at hand. Namely, whether or not I can still reach the Vale. My connection to the lake has felt more distant since what happened in Agate Shore, and I'm not sure what that means. But, well, I'm still here, so I guess I'm still connected to it. Still, if it's angry with me, I don't know if I can count on it if this comes down to a fight with Morrison. With all of us here in Oslo now, I can't afford a repeat of our last confrontation. The lake might not want to kill DeWitt for me, but I may be able to find a loophole if I just keep looking. At the very least, I should be able to do something to him if he shows up here. Hopefully. All right, that should be far enough. I can't see the lights from the house anyways. God, it almost feels like being back at the cabin up here. I mean, the topography is about as different as it can get, but still, it's easy to get away from things out here. Lose yourself. No wonder Jerry chose this place after what happened with Morrison. Plus, Russell could hardly ask for a better yard to play in. Alright. Let's give this a go. Contact experiment attempt 2. I really hope I don't run into the Guardian again. Okay. Here goes nothing. Huh. That's odd. It feels easier. Like the Vale is somehow closer. Maybe it's because I was just in the lake, or because I'm more used to this now, but Whoa, that's, wow. Oh, okay, wasn't expecting that. It almost feels like the veil just broke. Like it was already under pressure and just snapped when I touched it. And there's... I don't know how many different emotions messing with mine. Most of it's just noise, but I can feel... anger. Fear? Pain. A lot of pain. That must be the creatures Morrison has trapped in that bunker. Maybe. There's too much interference to get a fix on any one thing. Maybe that's why the Guardian hasn't noticed me this time. But there's just too much going on for it to realize I'm here. I can see that underground cavern I was in last time, but there's less fog now and more. Is that water? I can't see the Guardian at any rate, so let's see if I can find DeWitt. No good. There's way too much noise to make anything out. God, no, really wasn't kidding about the things coming out of the woodwork here. It almost feels like... Wait, hold on. Something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it's getting closer. It's not the Guardian, but I can sense it over all the other emotions. It's not... Oh, God. I think it might be DeWitt. Shit. Did I just tip him off that I'm looking for him? I need to break the connection. Now. Come on. Why isn't this working? The Guardian isn't holding you here, so just... come on. Use the other thing's feelings. Just push off them like you did before. Come on. Work! Okay. That's one question answered, at least. I can... definitely still connect to the other place. Good to know. That's enough for one night, I think. I'll just head back to the house now and, at least try to get some sleep. I don't know if I'll actually be able to get any rest after that, but... There's someone else out here. I can see them. They're just standing there a little ways down the hill. I think it might be... No. It is the same thing I felt before. It's clearer now. It's... not really an emotion, but it's definitely some kind of presence. Maybe it's masking its feelings somehow? But either way, it's not human. I can tell that much. Shit. It's between me and the house. And I think it knows I'm here. I'm gonna try and get a little closer. Get a better look at it. Alright. I'm about 10 yards away now. I can't be sure, but it definitely looks like DeWitt. Same build, same hair, but... he's looking a little more ragged than he did before. Maybe he's... I'm going to try and get a little closer. What the hell? Right. Okay, so I don't know if this is real or not, but a couple of fissures just open up in the ground ahead of me. I can see the start of some kind of tunnel or cave inside, but that should be... Hey! Stop! Shit, I just went down to one of the fissures. If that's DeWitt... DeWitt! DeWitt, listen, I just want to talk. God, I can't see a thing down here. That's better. What is that? The floor of the cave seems to be covered in some kind of semi-viscous fluid. So are the walls and ceiling of the cave by the look of... Wait, no. No, this isn't a cave. The walls are too smooth for that. It almost looks like it's been evenly carved into some kind of tunnel. Or maybe it was... burrowed. Shit, I need to get out of here. Wait. Where's the entrance? It was right... Nope. Can't even pretend to be surprised anymore. Okay. Okay. What are we dealing with here? Snakes? Some kind of giant desert worm? Could be mole men for all I know. I can't get a lock on... No. Still can't read it. Most of it doesn't even feel like emotions at all, just impulses. And even that's washed out by the emotional noise from the rest of Oslo. God, I really wish this had happened back at the cabin. At least I'd be able to focus there. Come on. Ignore the distractions. There's got to be at least one thing down here that's human enough to read. You should be able to just... there you are. Huh. It seems like he's... I don't know, trying to match my emotions instead of the other way around? Maybe Dwight's trying to read me as well? Like, can he do that? I know he got inside my head the last time we met, but... I can't worry about that now. I can feel him now, and he's close. I should be just around this corner, and then... Aha! There he is. He's just standing there, looking up at... What is he looking at? There's nothing else in here. Oh, there's a crack in the ceiling of this central chamber? Some kind of nest, maybe? And he's, looking up at the moon for some reason. Hey! DeWitt! Nice try coming down here. Did you and Morrison find this place? Or, did you make it somehow? Are these snakes or whatever, or are they working for you? Nice work hiding your emotions, too. I'll need to try that out next time. After we have a little chat about what you're planning with... That's... No, you can't be the Echo. The Echo's dead. What are... What the hell is... Oh, shit. Whatever that was. It's gone. I can't feel it anymore. But it looked like me. A little older, but it was definitely supposed to be me. Was it just some kind of bait for whatever? Stay back! I'm warning you, I could send you back to where you came from if you so much as try to... No, I can't. I can't key into their emotions. They don't have any. They're too different for me to... Get back! Stay away! Russell, where are you? I can't see you.
Sam, is that you?
I'm down here. Help!
What the hell are you doing down there?
No time. Quick, help me up.
Damn, I can't reach you. You're gonna have to jump.
Shit. Okay, hold on. I need to get a running start.
I got you. I've got you.
Quick, pull me up before.
Damn. What is that thing?
Stay away from it. Russell, get away from it.
What the hell was that?
I honestly don't know. I think we should be fine, though. These things usually don't turn up again once they're gone.
What do you mean, usually?
I've been running into supernatural disturbances like this since I left Oslo. I didn't think they would follow me here, but you don't have to worry about it. They normally only show up to, well, just send me a message, I guess.
What the fuck, Sam?
What?
6 months. You steal a car from my lot, disappear, and then show up on my doorstep after 6 months when you knew this might happen? When you knew Morrison was looking for you?
I know, and I'm sorry, but there was...
But nothing, Sam. Do you have any idea how much shit I got thrown at me because of what you did? Look, I know you've got your own stuff going on right now, but you could at least tell me what was going on with you. I wanted to help you. I would have helped. But you just went off your own with some Lone Ranger bullshit and left me to pick up the pieces.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? What more do you want from me?
I want you to actually give a shit about the people you left behind.
Jerry,
Look, Sam, I know. I know if you've been through a lot, but honestly, I was there for most of it too. Alan was my friend. One of the best friends I ever had. And now that he's gone, I felt like I owed it to him. Do you even remember the last time we talked?
Sorta? You agreed to take Russell with you, and then you...
And then I said you could come with me to Oslo. Get out of Agashur before you got killed or drove you crazy. Do you remember what you said to me then?
I'm not sure that time is all pretty...
Nothing! Nothing. You acted like you didn't even hear me. You just walked off into your office and locked the door behind you.
God. Jerry, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I'm not mad at you for that.
Why not?
Because I know you probably couldn't hear me. Whatever was going on with you, you were barely even you back then. What I am mad about is the fact that the only time we've talked since then was when you needed something from me, and that you lied to me to get it.
It was That wasn't fair. I shouldn't have lied to you. And I was wrong to treat you like that. If you want me to leave, then I'll...
Sam, this isn't me asking you to leave. It's just me asking you to try a little harder.
Jerry, you... I don't want you to feel like you have to keep us here. We can find somewhere else, and you have every right to tell me to leave. This is your home, and I'm putting you in danger being here.
You're not getting off that easy, Sam. Besides, we've got a lot of catching up to do.
So, what does that mean? Are we still friends?
I don't know. Well, I hope so. But we need to figure that out as we go.
Oh, easy one. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you too.
The Chardon Tapes, Episode 46, Eyes I Dare Not Meet in Dreams. Starring Maurice Cooper as Jerry Price, Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, Virginia Spotts as Kate Sheridan, Amitola Lomas as Maria Soule, and Jesse Steele as Bill Tyler, with original music by Jesse Hogan. Written by Trevor Van Winkle and produced by Virginia Spotts and Trevor Van Winkle and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner and at ko-fi.com/homesteadcorner. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and connect with us on Twitter at Sheridan Tapes and on Instagram at The Sheridan Tapes. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to
The Sheridan Tapes.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.